All right. Are we ready? Financial report?
Yes, I'm going to do the best I can in financial report. We did open the account for the capital improvements account. That was done on September the 20th. And it was the check was deposited for $24,593.07. Part of that money will probably have to be taken out because of the vote that was made by the board on purchasing of the vehicle, which we bought already in August, was it? June. Anyway, and so that would probably be taken out as part of the capital, out of the capital improvements that, that had been already voted on. We're still squeaking by. Got a little bit of a couple months left, and I have a problem with the budget thing, but we'll go over that maybe when we go on our. My problem is this: I don't know what deposits get made. I don't know where the money all goes exactly. I get a statement from the bank, and I get some things that Barbara gives me. I really don't know where the money comes and goes. And as a treasurer, that's really difficult for me. How am I going to budget? I don't think that's what my job is. According to the bylaws, that's not my job. So I'm just sort of here. So I don't know how to report. I didn't know how to report at the annual meeting. I don't know how to report to you now. I can't give you exact figures because I really don't know. Other than what you get on a piece of paper is what I get on a piece of paper. So that's why I've asked to have us, for us to have a, which is on here already, that we, oh, we didn't put it on there. For a job description.
Yeah, it's there.
Is it?
Board assignments and responsibilities, item 5.
Oh, excuse me. Okay, there we go. Sorry, I need to, can't see. Get my glasses on. Anyway, that's why. So I'm going to stop with this financial report and then bring that up when we come to the item 5. Is that okay?
Well, can I do something on the financial report then? All of the board members have, I passed out a reconciliation detail and a profit and loss. You have those for them. I would like to go over those because that basically tells you where the money is going and where it's coming from. And the reconciliation detail is a technical statement, a debit card statement that shows you who they wrote to and for how much and when and the balance and the checkbook at the time. And you just go down that and see what we're talking there. Not the balance and the checkbook, it's totally at the end of the book. The profit and loss tells you where how much money we spend in each of our general areas, you know, that we talked about for the year from January 1st through October 11th. And so that should tell you pretty well. I mean, I don't know what else, you know, Shauna wants. I don't know what else you guys need, but this is what I'm trying to say. This tells you, this is the check detail. This tells you where the money's gone in, and it tells you deposits come in. Well, the deposits are detailed in the bank statement, you know, that she sees on the internet.
Except, Barbara, I don't ever see this till now. I never see
the treasurer's job, though, to handle all the finances.
No. You know what? I don't think you have an idea how much time this takes, though.
No, well, that's
and first of all, she's given some deposits, and it took her a long time to even get those cash deposits into the bank. What I'm trying to say is that this is not a 1 hour a week job. We're talking, this is a lot of hours a week job. You know, you look at how many checks we're talking. This is just for the month of August and September, you know? That's transactions for the month of August and September.
Well, I understand there's a lot of transactions, but shouldn't everything go out of treasurer? Does it go through her?
Not all of them. No, I don't. I don't know where
she should sign them all. She should know where the cash is going.
Well, even her mail have been signing them.
President of the
treasurer. I don't think it's understood the relationship between the business secretary of the ranch and secretary or treasurer.
And that's why we have it for item number five. When we get to five, let's go over that.
I think that will become clear when we discuss that.
And I think
that'll answer your question.
I think the thing is, too, that for many years, Randy Brown, you know, just wrote the checks out and did all that stuff. And it was the same then, you know. And then I took it over, and I've been doing it for 4 or 5 years. Anyway, but what I'm saying is it's never been the board treasurer that has done this. Or maybe it was 10, 15 years ago. But in the last 10 for more than 10 years, the last 12 years at least, it has not ever been the board treasurer that has taken the time to write out every single check, to go over every single bill, to collect every, to bill you for your assessment, to collect all your checks, and to put them in the bank.
But shouldn't they go through her? I mean, what's her job description?
That's why we have to get to number five. Let's get to number five, and then we can...
We'll go through that, I hope.
Barbara.
Day-to-day working, no.
How does the profit and loss report compare with the budget to date?
See, normally that's the printout that I do, you know. And I didn't do that this time. But there's just like it was at the September meeting, not a lot changed. You know, there's quite a few that are over and some are still under.
Okay. Now I'm looking at this, and I'm seeing that we still haven't paid the property taxes. Those are due in November, I believe. And that's going to be on the order of $6,000. Okay. Are there other major expenses between now and the end of the year that we need to plan for?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I just barely got propane. You know, we're going to have a big bill there.
We got the hay coming. I have it on a list here.
You know, of course, you still got your payroll, you know.
Okay.
I did do the second grader payment has been done.
It has been. Is it reflected in these reports?
It's the bottom item.
Tractor payment, $6,400. That is the annual amount for the payments, right? Last item on page one.
Yes. First page.
Did we make that second payment?
No, look at yourself.
She said she just did. Well, I would have signed it, but I don't remember.
Okay, if you look on your reconciliation detail on the second page, under new transactions, check number 3177, State Bank of Southern Utah, $3,200.
Okay, wait, there we go.
That's it. And it was made on October 6th. So, it had, you know, well, it's probably out cleared by now, but at the time the print was...
That must have been one you had Dale sign? Or was that the one? Did you bring it in to me? Did you bring it in to me? Okay. I can't remember which day that is because we're...
Okay, so...
If it's dated here, it doesn't mean that's the day you signed it.
Okay.
This would be the day that I actually sent it to Ken.
So as of 9/30, was there $22,000 unencumbered in the bank? And of that, we have spent $6,000 for... property tax. Are we going to run out of money by the end of November?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, well, I guess you know what? We can qualify that. We can quit paying some bills.
No, that's not acceptable. I move that we transfer $15,000 from the capital improvement fund to the operating fund to reimburse the operating fund for the capital expenditure for the new well.
There's been a motion.
Well, wait a minute. There's got to be some more discussion here. $6,000 or four.
That's where.
How much was the truck already that we already paid that we have to put back in there?
We do this instead of the truck. The truck can be expensed. If you want to see the true capital improvement, you don't need the capital improvement when you pay the truck.
I know. We already voted it, though, so I don't know which one to do. So if you could switch it over.
That's what I'm... If we want to keep it a trick up on business, you know, don't you think so?
The truck's already out of the budget, isn't it?
No.
In terms of what we've paid?
Yeah, we've already paid it out of the budget, yeah.
And so whatever the figures are here, it reflects that amount out.
Correct. Right. Well, she was saying that there was a motion made a couple months ago that we would take that money out of the thing. But I'm wondering if maybe we need to reverse that motion.
What was the amount?
It is a lot cleaner.
It was $4,000. Five.
Okay, I'm willing to live with that motion. I still move that we move $15,000 out of capital into operating to cover the new well. The new well is clearly a capital improvement. It should be paid for out of the capital improvement funds, not the operating funds.
Any discussion? Is that the amount of the well?
$14,908.03 is the amount shown here. As of the October the 11th.
What does that cover? What does that $14,000
cover? Right. That will be your...
The vault?
The vault, yes. The vault. but it'll also be all the work that you know, the water meter and all that.
That's
and
all
the paint jobs, the rips and coffins, you know, that, you know,
the 40,000 gallon tank?
Inside. Yeah, the outside we have it done.
You can't see the inside now.
The inside is very, you know,
rusted.
When this says new well, actually the well and everything was an expense the year prior to that of
well,
the top that came
out. Well, I should say new well system.
Yeah, so the new well is double that or more.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually, it's done actually about three years.
We had the well drilled the first year, and then we
pipeline
some of that stuff. Anyway, it's been, this is the third season. But it's done. No one's crazy. Well, I take it back. It's not done. I get that done better.
Okay. Any other discussion from the board? On the floor?
Mm-hmm.
Call for the question.
Let me restate the motion.
Please.
Okay. Larry moved that we transfer $15,000 from the capital improvement fund to the operating fund to repay the operating fund to the new well system. Phil seconded the motion.
Okay. Do I have to restate that?
No.
Okay, I just vote. Okay.
Just call for the vote.
Call for a vote. All those in favor of this motion, I don't have to restate it, do I, Larry? Okay.
Aye.
Raise a hand.
Two, three, four, five, six.
All opposed?
One.
Shows six.
Six in favor, one opposed.
Okay.
I have to oppose. I'm holding the money.
Wait.
I'm going to hold it as long as I can.
Okay.
Moving along, continuing items.
Are we done with the financial?
But I'll move.
Okay. Thank you.
We don't have to accept the financial report at this point, do we?